When Georgia Nugent came to the Illinois Wesleyan University campus in August to become its interim president, she figured she would not be there long. 3 months later, she became the university's 20th president, taking over at a time when the university is facing strong headwinds in higher education. Nugent tells WGLT's Eric Stock something happened in the course of her 3 months on campus that compelled her to want to stay.
It's hard to say what exactly was the tipping point. I think it was a combination of realizing how much I was enjoying being here and working with the folks who are here, and also thinking that I saw some things that I felt we could accomplish if we had a longer time.
Can you highlight a few of those?
Well, some of them are just thinking about a longer-term future, like some of the challenges that face all of us in higher ed, whether that's resources and trying to both make the best use of the resources we have and hoping to garner more, whether it's a question of diversifying the university in the best way. We're doing very well on that front with our undergraduate students, but we have a long ways to go with faculty appointments. And I would like to be a part of that. I really changed the environment of the campus when I was at Kenyon over a 10-year period. And that's not something that you can accomplish in a year, you know. I also think there are some academic areas where I think we may be able to enhance our offerings or modify our offerings in some ways to be of even greater appeal and attractiveness and value to our students. And as you know well, if you cover higher education, that ship doesn't turn around quickly.
So what do you think the university needs most right now?
Money. You know, it,
and how do you get that?
Well, I have done a lot of fundraising, and I was very successful at it. And moreover, I enjoy it. It's not about trying to get money. I was being facetious when I said that. But it's an illuminating activity, actually. And it's very enjoyable because if you're going about increasing the resources for your institution in the right way, what you are really offering is the opportunity for someone to accomplish something that they really value and that they will feel good about. And that's hard to understand, I think, or believe if you haven't had the experience. But there is no sense in going out to someone and saying, we'd like to do this. Will you make it happen? The only way that you're successful in that kind of relationship is by coming to understand what matters to someone and where there might be intersections between that and what would matter to your university.
Another major funding source, of course, comes from tuition dollars, and enrollment has curtailed in the last couple of years, though rebounding here more recently on this campus. And of course, it's been a challenge for colleges and universities across the state. As tuition costs have been rising, a shrinking college-age population in this state, how do you get more students back onto campus?
Well, I'll give you a quick answer. Interestingly, we just had what we call a visit day last Saturday, and we had the largest number of students that we have had in 5 years. So partly, you know, you use the word curtailed, enrollment has curtailed. I wouldn't say that. What I'd say is that small colleges of this type, not only in Illinois, but more broadly across the country, are just seeing a very volatile landscape out there. And it's never been fully predictable what choices a 17 or 18-year-old will make. But what we've seen in recent years is just a real up and down at many colleges. So I think that we're all engaged in trying to figure out what are these influences that are affecting students' preferences.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Georgia Nugent, recently named the new president of Illinois Wesleyan University after serving in the interim post for several months. You were president at Kenyon College in Ohio at the time of the recession back in 2008. And recession is a term that everyone's sort of tiptoeing around now in 2019, concerns that that could reappear. How were you able to manage that situation there, and how might you manage that if that were to become reality here in 2019 or 2020?
Yeah, it's very hard. We did manage pretty well there. I have a couple of principles that I would think I would try to employ here as well if we come to that kind of situation. One of them was I told the Kenyon campus that we were not going to lay anyone off, and we did not. And I believe in taking that stance because I think it's easy and understandable for a leader to say, well, our highest cost is personnel, and that's almost always true in any organization, and therefore what we need to do is lose some personnel. But the reason I think that's short-sighted is, again, almost always, down the road, you will need to fill your ranks again, you will need those positions again, and you will be hiring at a higher rate. So I've always tried to not take that route.
The university just went through a time of austerity in the past year, announcing about $1 million in cuts and hiring freezes, some positions being left unfilled, and cuts across the board in some programs. Has that had an impact, do you feel, negatively, or is that something that you feel the university can overcome?
It always has an impact when you make those cuts, and we are not finished with that process. At the same time, again, it needs to be carried out with sensitivity and thoughtfulness. So we are in a position where there will be some positions that we will not fill when folks are retiring. Those positions will not necessarily be filled. But at the same time, this year, I think we have about 4 faculty searches going on. And so it's not our intention to kind of shut down and say, we're just going to hunker down and wait. What we're trying to do is think more carefully about our investments and how to build the strongest organization for the future.
Are there additional programs academically or extracurricular that you have your eye on as a way to attract more students to campus?
We are thinking about that. We've had one of our strategic planning groups is looking at that. There are a couple of programs where we think that we might introduce a new program, probably a major, perhaps a minor in some cases, that there might be some programs where we have most of the capacity to offer it now, but we haven't configured our offerings in such a way as to present that clearly to an incoming student. So there are 1 or 2 areas like that that we are looking very seriously about whether we might offer them sooner rather than later.
Too early to say what those would be?
Probably a little too early. I'll be a little sly about that. But we've also actually, very interestingly, we were engaged, a number of faculty and administrators were engaged just over the last 2 days in looking at external data that we had not had before. If you look at the top declared majors that students say they're interested in, you can go down about 5 or 6 or 7 spaces, and they're all engineering. We're not going to start an engineering school. It doesn't fit with who we are. That's a kind of resource allocation that doesn't make sense for us. So it's interesting to know about demand, but you also have to be thoughtful about who you are and what your mission is. So as we think about new programs, all of those factors will be in play.
Where you were before coming to Illinois Wesleyan with the Council of Independent Colleges, where I guess you sort of had maybe a 50,000-foot view of higher education, and particularly your focus was on promoting liberal arts, this at a time when STEM is the big push. So how do you create a message that will appeal to a population that is moving away from it in some respects?
That's a very good question. My experience at the Council of Independent Colleges has been tremendously valuable. Just as you said, it is a kind of 50,000-foot look. One of the areas where we tried to direct a lot of our attention was in trying to get the facts, the reality, out more broadly in the public, because often what's being seen in the media, and I'm sorry, you are a media person, but we know that negative stories attract media, right? And attract viewers, readers, whatever. And so a lot of what people are reading in the media are kind of scare stories, which are absolutely not representative of what's actually happening in education. You know, a couple of my favorites are, you can ask many well-educated people, and they will say that they believe the average student today graduates with $100,000 in debt. They have no idea that 30% of students graduate with no debt whatsoever. Facts like that. You know, they will think that no graduates of liberal arts schools are being employed. If you look across the spectrum, within 6 months of graduation, our graduates are gainfully employed at about 85 to 90%.
And as we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock, as we're visiting with Georgia Nugent, who is the new university president at Illinois Wesleyan. And the biggest applause line at your announcement was the fact that you are the first woman president on this campus. And in fact, you are the third president first on a college campus, first back in 2003 at Kenyon and then at Worcester in 2015. What significance does that carry for you?
I guess I would have to say, I've had many firsts in my life. So, for example, I was in the first class of women to attend Princeton University. And I think that that experience has inspired me in a way to seize leadership opportunities when they came along, not just for myself, but because I think it's so important for there to be, I hesitate to use that term role models, but I think it does make a difference when you can see that someone like you, in some respect, has been able to accomplish unusual things. And that's why I think, as you said, it was the highest applause line. That's because women out there are eager to see the opportunity for women to advance. So the fact that I've had those opportunities means a lot to me. And I hope that it enables me to pay back, to mentor, to sponsor women to the greatest extent that I can.
And how do you look to address diversity on this campus? You'd reference that, trying to grow that, I imagine, not only among the student population, but faculty, staff, et cetera. What are your goals there, and where do you feel that needs to be addressed most?
I'm especially concerned about diversifying the faculty. And this is something where I had a good deal of experience and success at Kenyon. And I think the most important factor there is that, and we've already begun that this year, it's very easy to say, well, I'll give an example that was very common in my earlier career at Princeton. If you ask the physicists or the chemists at Princeton, they would say, well, there aren't any women. There aren't any women chemists, there aren't any women physicists. We just can't find them because there aren't any. Well, when a woman president came in for the first time, suddenly women chemists and physicists showed up. Why does that happen? Because you have to be willing to become, to go beyond traditional methods and beyond traditional search modes and reach out to other sites and other ways of attracting, other ways of identifying and attracting people.
That is Illinois Wesleyan University President Georgia Nugent, the new president, with WGLT's Eric Stock. Nugent replaces Eric Jensen, who retired in May.